From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Hurricane Wilma made landfall 10 years ago tomorrow. Wilma hit the southwest coast of Florida as a Category 3 with winds of up to 125 miles per hour, then moved straight through South Florida. WLRN producer Julia Duba was born and raised in Miami. She'd been through hurricanes before, but Wilma changed the way she felt about hurricanes.
Some people know snow days. I know hurricane days. The obvious difference is you don't get to go outside during hurricanes, but you do get to watch from inside. And when I was growing up, being inside meant being on the 21st floor of a high-rise condominium overlooking Miami Beach. And it was really, really fun. I'd watch the waves crash up against Normandy Isle, transformers exploding, palm trees rocking back and forth. I was only 6 months old when Hurricane Andrew hit. My parents said I slept through the whole storm inside our townhouse in Kendall. They were petrified. But I grew up without hurricane anxiety, without the fear. I loved the prospect of a hurricane. I always hoped school would be shut down for a couple of days, preferably on a Thursday and Friday to extend the weekend. A bunch of my friends and family lived in my building, too. We'd gather in the hallways with our flashlights and run around in the dark. So when Hurricane Wilma was on the radar heading straight for us, I knew school would be shut down, and I knew it would be fun.
It is Monday, October 24th. Hurricane Wilma now upon us.
Key West getting hit so very hard right now with wind speeds must be in excess of 90 miles per hour.
Just tremendous, tremendous, tremendous wind.
Power went out about an hour and a half ago. Transformers popping everywhere.
Flashes all over the place. I mean, the sky just lit up green and blue at times here.
As soon as I stepped out of bed, I felt dizzy. When I walked into the living room, I saw my parents, my brother, and my grandma looking up at our swaying chandelier. We'd filled the bathtub with extra water in case there wasn't any running water later, and now it was all swishing around like a wave pool. It wasn't that I was dizzy. The whole building was swaying. Then I noticed dirt coming into the apartment from under the front door, on the 21st floor. Weird, I thought. When I opened the door, I saw three men holding up my neighbor's wall, keeping it from caving into the hallway. My dad went to help them, but my Brazilian grandmother screamed at him in Portuguese, "Bill, get out of there! We're going to the stairwell!" The next thing I remember is the concrete center of our massive building, the safest place we could think of. Hurricane Wilma had produced 10 tornadoes over Florida. At least one of them blew out an entire column of balcony windows facing east. This wasn't fun anymore. This storm was different.
So Miami, Palm Beaches, Fort Lauderdale, the next few hours, look at the eye coming right toward you.
This is a hurricane. This is a Category 3, and we're not even into the worst of it yet.
After the storm had passed, I went to one of the staircases overlooking the pool. It was so full of dirt, it looked like coffee. Mattresses and chairs from people's apartments were scattered around the pool. The bushes were ripped to shreds. Then I looked up. Straight ahead, I saw apartment walls collapsed into the apartments next door. Everything was wet and muddy, and people were just standing over their stuff, holding their foreheads. I had lived in that building since I was 5. I went back to my apartment and lay down on the couch and cried. Wilma was my Andrew. Wilma was the storm that made me realize this is why people are afraid of hurricanes. This is why authorities tell us to evacuate. Why we should always be prepared for the worst. So many new people have moved to South Florida in the 10 years since Hurricane Wilma, people who have yet to experience a hurricane. Every time I meet someone who asks me what it's like to be in a hurricane, I think of Wilma. Must be fun, they say. And I tell them, it is, until it isn't. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
This music is by Brett Rothfeld. You can hear a special hour in Hurricane Wilma Monday morning at 9 and listen for more stories throughout the week. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.